So get comfortable. We're going to sit for about 30 minutes. And tune into our bodies. Seeing the body as it really is right now. Maybe right now it's settled and comfortable. But perhaps it is not. And noticing those places that might feel tight or tired. Perhaps there's some pain. Bringing attention to those areas and acknowledging what's there. Sometimes bringing our attention to an area of stress or tightness can be enough for it to begin to relax. Sometimes when I'm working and I hurt myself a little bit, if I take a moment to bring my attention there to move some breath energy to that area, it already feels better. And oftentimes doesn't have any negative results later on. So when we sit down to meditate, we can bring some calm and comforting attention to the body. Breathing in and breathing out. Really coming to full presence with the breath and the energy that comes with the breath. It's not something special or separate. It's just part of being a living being with breath coming in and breath going out. The life force energy flowing through the body. Mysterious and always present. And if we really experience our breath as a friend that we can stay with for a long period of time, we don't even have to have any words, just knowing the feeling of breathing in and the feeling of breathing out. Sometimes if the mind is very active and busy, then words might help. Just thinking in breath and out breath, or just in and out, to calm the mind, help it to come to rest. How much do we let the mind rest? And the feeling of breathing in, the gentle movements of the body as the breath comes in, expanding the chest, perhaps even the belly, and the feeling of breathing out. This can be a very gentle experience. The breath becomes more subtle. Those feelings become more subtle. But they're still there and we can notice them with an attitude of kindness and well-being. And the Buddha encourages to be present with the in-breath and the out-breath and the whole body. When we open our awareness to take in the whole body, how does that change our experience? And then calming the whole body, the activities or movements of the body, after all there's movement in the body all the time, the heart is beating, the blood is moving, the lungs are expanding and contracting. For all those years, but as we become still, these activities become more calm. And we give our whole body and all of its systems the permission to be calm. relax. Noticing each in-breath and each out-breath as the body relaxes more and more than we might notice pleasant feelings arising, perhaps in the hands, the top of the head, or anywhere else in the body, warmth or tingling. Some indication of connecting to what's pleasant and not from sensual experience, unworldly, spiritual. When your leg falls asleep, it tingles, but that's a different feeling. The spiritual energy can take many different forms. We get to know our own systems, our own responses to becoming calm and present. When we bring our attention to those feelings of pleasure, those feelings of spiritual energy, then they increase. And we can invite them to spread. The Buddha talked about working this piti throughout the body, the way you would work water through the ball of bath powder until it is completely soaked, completely saturated. But not dripping. You get that sense of fullness. Sometimes these feelings can be strong, but other times they might be subtle. Maybe it's just the feelings that you know to indicate relaxation. Or the joy that comes from being present, being mindful and aware. We want to encourage happiness, gladness, this kind of pleasant feeling that has no downside. The Buddha said you can feel this without fear, Then we can turn our attention to the mind. Breathing in and breathing out. Being present with the thoughts arising in the mind. And inviting them to become more calm, more peaceful. Letting go of thinking, letting go of wanting, letting go of wanting to get rid of. As the thoughts, the activities of the mind become more stilled, more peaceful, while we still stay present with the in-breath and the out-breath, we can observe the mind itself, the container or the field of the mind. What is the state of the mind right now? Being present with our mind as it really is, not as we wish it to be or think it should be. But the way it is actually right now. Set aside all fear of seeing what is actually there. And can we encourage the mind to lift up, be gladdened? What are the images? What are the thoughts? What are the stories? What are the reflections that help your mind? To become happier, more peaceful. inspired. And this is all preparation for samadhi. The happy mind is easily concentrated, says the Buddha. And samadhi is really about successive stages of letting go. Inclining towards renunciation. Slipping into stillness. And deep peace. And within the stillness of the mind, we have an opportunity to reflect on the Dhamma. And even though there are thoughts, if they don't disturb the stillness, there are no problems. But we can invite reflection. Reflection on how we see ourselves or how we see others. What projections we might have that distort our view of who people really are, where they are, how they are, or how we are ourselves. Where is the beauty within the ugliness we see? Where is the ugliness within the beauty that we find? Not to condemn or extol or pass judgments, but just to see things as they really are. When we see things as they really are, we see what's fragile. We see what's subtle. We see those things that are often hidden. And compassion arises, forgiveness arises, and love arises.